Following number, Jean Montgomery. Clinical case of a 71-year-old white female, a patient of Ms. Brittany King, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, King, K-I-N-G-P-A, dash C, that referred the patient to the office because of CKD stage 4. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that has compromised the eyes as well as the kidney function. The patient has a retinopathy evaluated by the ophthalmologist, peripheral vascular disease evaluated by the vascular surgeons. The patient has changed the lifestyle, has followed the recommendations, and comes today for a follow-up of the condition. The serum creatinine remains 1.9. The BUN is 40 with the estimated GFR of 28 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio after establishing with the SGLT2 inhibitor Jardiance, it has changed from more than 4 grams to 2.27 grams. We are going to titrate this medication up to 25 milligrams, and we encourage the patient to follow the blood sugar control. Following number. Diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C was reported on January the 30th, 2024, to be 7.4%. The patient is encouraged to keep it or improve this blood sugar control because in turn is going to be beneficial for the kidney function. Following numbers. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure reading was 166 over 60. The systolic seems to be higher at the office. She says that at home is better than this. We are going to bring the blood pressure cuff and compare the readings. Following number, anemia, that is most likely associated to CKD and diabetes. The patient is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. She is receiving procreate injections in combination with iron infection infusions when needed. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the notes from the Cancer Center, the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face, and discussing the proteinuria with the patient. We spent 20 minutes, and in the documentation of these 8 minutes. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.